Praise the Lord. Thank God for every one of you who've taken time to come. Stay disciplined under the hand of the Lord to hear Him. Let me ask a question I've not asked you the last 4 or 5 days. How many have not heard anything at all? Just raise your hand. You've not heard at all. And then come in and you didn't hear anything. I see one hand. Okay. I see two hands. Well, that is good. You've not made up anything. But secondly, you've been here every night, even though you've not heard anything. That's another plus. How many have heard just one thing? Just one. Wow. Did you raise your hand over there? Just one. Okay. I see another person there, another person there. Just one. How many have heard two or three? Okay. How many have heard multiple, like lots? Okay. Wow. I see a young man way in the back. Has been hearing from God. That's amazing. God speaks. Now what we're doing here, we're not just doing for this week. It's a practice. A discipline that I want every one of us to practice just listening. Lord, I'm not going to ask anything. I just want you to talk to me about anything that's on your mind. How many are going to try to do that? Just practice doing that. Just wave at me. Praise God. You're going to be surprised that God speaks, and sometimes He speaks lots. Yesterday it was like my hand was just writing and writing. Today it didn't say too much. But whatever the state, just listen. You'll be better doing so. Rise with me. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you are here with us, speaking to us, directing us, guiding us, helping us. We want to bless your holy name. We want to thank you for doing so. Some have not heard anything at all, but they've been faithful in coming, desiring to hear from you. That is special. That is amazing. I pray, Father, that by this time tomorrow, while they are at home, while they are at work, no matter what the situation, Lord, your word will be whispered into their spirit, that they will hear you and know God, that you, the God who sees and knows not only the past, the present, and the future, that you are God, and your word shall come to pass speedily and efficiently. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This time, let us bring our offering unto the Lord. And while we do so, let me read you what the Lord says to read to us tonight. We've not read from the journey into the promised land for, I suppose, about 2 years now. But marked out for today is captioned "A New Generation." It says, "Satan deceives many Christians into thinking they are acceptable to God. They are submissive and obedient to God in some areas of their lives, but refuse to be obedient in other areas and choose instead to follow their own way." Samuel asked him, "Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord?" 1 Samuel 15:19. "But I did obey the Lord," Saul insisted. He was still unable to see that he had rebelled against God by following his own will instead of fully obeying what God had told him to do. Samuel said, "To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." So finally acknowledged his sin. He said, "I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the people, so I gave in to them." Saul acknowledged his sin, but did not repent. King Saul rejected God and lost the kingdom. The people of Israel rejected God and lost their promised land. But God raised up a new generation who entered in to claim God's promises. God is raising up a new generation, a new breed of spiritual warriors who are prepared for war and will cross over to claim the promises of God. You are part of that new generation. Would you take the first step today? If so, make this simple declaration. Say with me, "This is a new day. I will not turn back. I will not be denied. I will claim all the promises God has for me." Amen. As I stood here, the Lord spoke to me and said, "I want you to read that scripture or that particular passage." There must be a reason for it. God calls me, you, whoever, to repentance. Not just to acknowledge, "Okay, I did something wrong." Repent. And he says to us from that, that he's raising a generation, a new generation, that will take in the promises of God. May we be that generation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we have tonight Sister Angie Schick. God bless you. I see Brother Byron and Sherry. Sister Sherry's here, so that's got to be Brother Byron. All right. And Sister Jeanette Ellis. I see your name. I don't see your face. And I have somebody here who just says iPhone. Whoever that is, blessed be the name of the Lord. Huh? Okay, yes, there's Brother Moses also, not here tonight. We bless you all. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. We have two more nights, Friday and Saturday, and all of next week is family night. Amen. It's a night. It's a week to serve. Serve your family. On Wednesday, you do Bible study together as a family. On Friday, you pray together as a family. Do your offering at home. And bring your offering when you come to church. Amen. Do everything like you were in church. Praise the Lord. But make sure you serve each other. You want to go out for dinner? Go as a family. You want to clean? Whatever your spouse or family member wants you to do for them, do it. I got some calls already ahead of time. People asking me to do stuff. I wanted to say no, and the Lord says, it's family. Just serve each other. There's a reason. God has his ideas. Just obey the instruction. Amen? Praise God. God bless you. And good night. See you tomorrow. Mama says she's going to let me know if I obeyed. She will let you guys know. Well, it goes both ways. You ask me to do stuff, I ask you to do stuff.